But let's jump right into it. And Byron, we're going to start out with confidentiality agreements. And, you know, because Igor's not here, I don't want to spend a ton of time on public company concepts. I don't want to spend a ton of time on backdoor standstills and don't ask, don't waive. What I'd like to do instead, you know, with my practice, you know, Sabre's a serial acquirer, or at least a serial window shopper. So we're generally on the buy side. I know that you have do plenty of times you're representing, you know, the startups. And so I just want to talk through a couple concepts that are constantly coming up for me and try and understand, you know, when I think that these are in every agreement, am I just kind of buying my own bullshit, or is that really true? Just to kind of sense where we are on those. And so let's start off with just the definition of confidential information. I constantly now push for confidential information to be limited to items that were either flagged as confidential or that were described as confidential soon afterwards. Is that a fair ask? Should I be getting that in every agreement?
Okay. First, rules of engagement. We're on both sides, all of us on the panel, are on both sides of the deal as buyer and seller. Some days you're a buyer, some days you're a seller. So we've got to be flexible and be able to see where the other guy is coming from. I think a basic principle is where you stand is where you sit. In other words, he who pays the piper calls the tune. You advocate the position that is advantageous to your client. So when you're trying to buy my client, you're going to come up with all sorts of arguments, some of which you may have learned in years past in working with me. You're going to turn them back on me. On the other hand, I'm going to look at it from a fresh standpoint. Where are you coming from? And I'm just representing this poor seller.